Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Jeff T. from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Week 16 fantasy predictions. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and today it's week 16. It's Tuesday. It's time for some fantasy predictions. As always, every Tuesday, Andrew Erickson, Mr. Big Pot Energy himself, joins us. He's got a new haircut for those of you watching on the YouTube channel. Fresh for the holidays, Andrew Erickson, and one of my favorite folks in the industry. You know his work over at FanDuel and over at Number Fire. Jim Sanis is joining us today. Jim, I'm going to press the guess right at the top. I'm going to throw something at you here. With all the moving parts of Jalen Hurts this week, if you're in single quarterback leagues, who is your ideal replacement for Jalen Hurts if indeed he is not going to play this week against the Cowboys?
I do think that Gardner Minshew is at least an option because it sounds like there's still a chance that Hurts play. I don't think he will. Like, I don't think he'll play. But it sounds either. Like there is a chance. He's at least taking reps in practice. But I think that Minshew, I'm not as high on Minshew like as a talent as everyone is. I think that he's a significant downgrade. People seem to be higher on Minshew than I am. But he does have a tremendous offensive line. He has very good pass catchers. The implied total for the Eagles is still pretty high. And honestly, the biggest thing is that that game is indoors. Whereas weather this week is going to suck. So if you can find a quarterback with a good supporting cast playing indoors, I feel like that's quite a bit. So honestly, Minshew is not the worst option. Like, I'd prefer Jared Goff. You can find a guy like that in your waiver wire somewhere. Yeah. Like, people dropped him space in the Jets, stuff like that. I'd prefer Goff, but Minshew is not the worst option, I don't think.
There you go. And the bold prediction already from Andrew Erickson is that Jalen Hurts will not play from his nodding. I get her. And I'm with you. I'd be very surprised. So I
mean, Nick Sirianni has got to say something. He's not going to be, oh, he's already out. So they can just, the Cowboys don't have to prepare for all the rushing. It's like, he's just being smart. So
expect Minshew to run like 47 times. That's not the range of outcomes.
They want their third string quarterback in the game.
That's right.
All right. We're going to do a countdown from 5 to 1 based on some of the props that are out there, some of the Vegas lines, what it's telling us and how it informs our fantasy shares in round 2 of the playoffs. So you are our guest, Jim. So let's kick things off with you here. Give me your number 5 prediction based on the Vegas lines, what you see that can impact our fantasy future.
Yeah, so looking at the total in the Browns Saints game, it's 31.5. That is due to weather. It's quote, dangerous winds in Cleveland this weekend, which means we might see a heavy ground attack. And that's why my prediction is Taysom Hill is a viable tight end in season long leagues. I think he's viable for daily fantasy potentially as well. Not quite as much there because you want to rely on touchdowns, not a lot of touchdowns expected in that game. But that low total, I think, could lead to more work for Taysom Hill because you think about this game, you think about the Browns. Oh, great rushing attack. But the Saints can generate that too via Taysom Hill as a mobile quarterback pairing him with Alvin Kamara. I feel like we'll see a bit more Taysom Hill at quarterback this week than we've seen in weeks past. And it's been more recently too. Like, he had the touchdown to Rashid Shaheed on Sunday. So if you're giving me more Taysom Hill at quarterback, a quarterback playing, I don't know, like, let's say 20% of the snaps a quarterback, playing some at tight end and stuff like that as well, that's going to be more or a better outlook than a lot of tight ends in your season long league. So Taysom Hill may be on waiver wires because he had that blip where he wasn't doing a whole lot. I think that he pops up and is relevant once again this week due to the low total in this game. Because of the win, we could see the Saints be super run heavy. They don't want to run Alvin Kamara into the ground, as they've shown us time and time again. David Johnson, not the best alternative. So I think we could see a Taysom game with the low total due to the wind in this one.
I absolutely love this, Jim. Yesterday on the Waiver Wire pod, we were talking about streaming tight ends, and I brought up Taysom Hill as the one that I would be going, and I am not a Taysom Hill supporter. I'm usually running in the other direction from this. So the fact that you are saying this too, and you're much smarter than I am, makes me feel even better that I said it yesterday. So that's great. We're on the same page. And look, he's going to get some red zone opportunities. He's Taysom Hill. That's what happens. And if indeed the weather is what we think it might be, some great opportunity. And he is available in, I think, like over 65% of sleeper leagues right now from what I saw yesterday. So I don't know if that changed since yesterday, but we shall see. Andrew Erickson, give us your number five prediction for week 16 in the NFL. What is it?
Yeah, I'm going to another game that should be impacted by weather here. Not as much wind, but just going to be frigid cold temperatures in Kansas City. So we got the Seahawks playing the Chiefs. And I like Ken Walker in the over on his 16.5 rushing yards. You know, I just think it's a very low number for a guy that came back last week, was fully healthy, played the majority snaps, 75% snap share to Travis Homer's 25%. And look, he didn't hit this number last week because he was playing the 49ers. He still had 47 yards on 12 carries. He caught four passes for 32 yards. So I was just encouraged that he was out there and healthy. Now he's had 10 days to reacclimate the ankle and get fully up to health. There is no Tyler Lockett. Like, I don't expect Lockett to play in this game. So are you going to see Geno Smith drop back to throw more times because now it's DK Metcalf and Marquise Goodwin? Or is it, hey, let's use our electric rookie running back that's super explosive against a Kansas City Chiefs defense that, you know, at times has been leaky. I mean, Royce Freeman hit over 50 rushing yards last week. We didn't even know Royce. He wasn't even in my rankings last week. So, I mean, if Royce Freeman can get over 50 against the Chiefs when no one knew who he was, I think Kenneth Walker can get over 60.
I like that thought process. I think that's very sound. Also, great point with a 10-day layoff, too. That's very important. It was a tough matchup. We were hoping for the best last week. I know I was. I thought Walker could overcome that scenario, but San Fran's just really tough at the end of the day, and it wasn't enough, but some really good points there. Before we go on to the next one from Jim, I want to remind everybody, bettingpros.com/props. You want to turn some of this discussion we're having into real cold hard cash? Check out the prop bet cheat sheet. It's what I use every single day. I use it for the betting pro shows. I use it to make my wagers too. We use it on the Monday night football stream, the Thursday night football stream. All of the props are there, all of the projections right next to it, and then the best place to bet them. It's basically like the cheat sheet for everything. And it's over there again at bettingpros.com/props. It's the answers to the test, boys and girls. That's what it is. Go check it out at bettingpros.com. Again, the prop bet cheat sheet. All right, Jim, give us your number four on the countdown for week 16.
Same game as Andrew on the opposing side. I think that Isaiah Pacheco this week is still viable with the Chiefs as 9.5 point favorites against Seattle. That rush attack that rush defense for Seattle really struggling, and the Chiefs had been pretty willing to lean on the ground game quite a bit here recently. Now, that's led to Jerick McKinnon being awesome. McKinnon the past 2 weeks looked great. Like, he's looked good all season, but he's been getting more involvement recently. Pacheco lost a fumble last week. That's a big concern, but you're now putting him in a situation where he's facing a bad rush defense. They're at home, 9.5 point favorites, wind speed around 10 miles per hour in that game. Chiefs have been willing to run the football quite a bit here. I think that keeps Pacheco still in play for season-long leagues and being like a really solid, acceptable starter, despite the McKinnon surge, despite the fumble last week. Even though Pacheco did lose some work last week, snap rate down to 36%, still had 97 yards in scrimmage. The games they played without CEH, or with CEH limited at least, he's had at least 80 yards in scrimmage in all six games. He's had 107 once, 93 and 97 his past two games. So the yards have still been there. We know that they're going to get weird in the red zone. They might give Noah Gray a rushing touchdown. Jody Fortson might be getting rushing touchdowns. Like, Andy Reid going to Andy Reid. That's frustrating, but like, they're probably going to be in the red zone a lot too. So it stinks to lose a fumble. It might hurt his output. McKinnon playing well hurts his output too. But Pacheco, I think, to me, with the Chiefs as 9.5 point favorites, still a viable starter for season long leagues and potentially in play at $6,700 on FanDuel as well.
I think that's something a lot of Isaiah Pacheco managers needed to hear, because last week, a lot of frustration, I'm sure, coming out of them. So we shall see if it gets better in week 16. Andrew Erickson, number four on your list for week 16. Your fantasy prediction is?
Miles Sanders is going to come back from the dead here and go over 60 and a half rushing yards. He really did fantasy managers dirty last week, but I mean, it wasn't his fault. You know, they weren't giving him the ball. He didn't see a carry until 6 minutes left in the second quarter. And we've already heard Nick Sirianni come out and say that we need to get Miles Sanders the ball more. And I think that makes perfect sense. You have the potential of a backup quarterback coming in. You're facing the Dallas Cowboys defense that ranks top 10 in rushing yards allowed per game. People were wanting to bury ETN. No one wanted to start ETN last week. And what do you know, he rushed for over 100 yards after sucking for multiple weeks because he was facing a very bad Dallas Cowboys run defense. So I expect the Eagles, just like they did the first time they played the Cowboys, to run the ball. We had Miles Sanders soar over this number the last time he played Dallas, and I think he's going to do it again. So I know Miles Sanders burned a lot of people last week. I would go right back to him, even though he doesn't care about your fantasy team.
Yeah, look, I'm going to say this. I think that he doesn't care about our fantasy teams, and that's fine. he should care about his productivity, though, which it seems like he might. And it seems like with Gardner Minshew there, you want to support him as much as you possibly can. And whenever you're taking Jalen Hurts out of the equation, as Jim was talking about earlier about Jalen Hurts, you know, there's a big downgrade there. Quarterback, I don't care if you think Minshew is serviceable, there's still a big downgrade. And there becomes a void here for running the football where you get those Hurts runs, whether they are scripted or not. So I would expect him and some of the other running backs to work a little bit more in this game as well. All right, Jim, let's get to your number three fantasy prediction for week 16. What do you got?
So look at the total for this Lions Panthers game. It's a 44 and a half right now. And on a typical slate, that's about league average. League average points about 44.3 so far this year. So it's about average. But I think on this slate, with how many low totals there are, that's high enough where you can start the Lions offensive pieces with confidence for this week. I know we have this narrative about Jared Goff on the road, which has been true throughout most of his career. Temperature 28 degrees in this game, 10 mile per hour winds. But if you look at the road games he has played this year with Amon-Ra St. Brown healthy, the fantasy production has not been there, but they put up 31 against the Bears, 31 against the Giants. They've been a good offense. Now, DJ Chark healthy, Josh Reynolds healthy, Jameson Williams ramping up. This is a good offense. And so you're putting them on the road in Carolina. I feel like we should see good production for the Lions offense here. So, you know, no one's questioning Amon-Ra St. Brown, but I think this translates to DeAndre Swift, frustrations with him and his role. His role stinks, but he's still been productive for fantasy because of the way they use him. 9 targets last week. It also means DJ Chark. Like, I love DJ Chark. Had a ton of him in DFS in the previous 2 games before last week. Last week was a predictable downtick because the Jets outside corners are so good. You can go back to him this week. I know the production wasn't there, but who cares? He didn't expect it to be there last week. I expect to be there this week. So I would say the fringe guys in the Lions, it's hurtful to call DeAndre Swift a fringe guy, but like the fringe guys in the Lions, like DJ Chark, I think you can start them with a good amount of confidence this week, with that total being high relative to the rest of the games on the week.
Yeah, I think one of the things Jim brought it up on the PP pod actually Monday was talking about the Lions' depth, especially on offense, and how this time of year, this run that they've gone on has been because of the depth. If you think about it, having the 3 running backs they've had, or 4, even when Craig Reynolds is working in there too, the depth at wide receiver that they've had, you know, a lot of teams have had these injuries and they can't replace anybody, but this team has stayed healthy because I think some of the depth, and when they haven't been healthy, the depth has stepped up and made some plays. So the Lions have done a really good job here for constructing this team. And I think the GM deserves a little bit more credit. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Monkey Knife Fight. No math, no salary caps, no sharks, just daily fantasy player props. They're offering a free $5 first game for new signups today at Monkey Knife Fight using the promo code FANTASYPROS. That's all one word, FANTASYPROS, at Monkey Knife Fight. Get 100% instant deposit match up to $100 on your first deposit. Again, use the promo code FANTASYPROS. That's one word, FANTASYPROS, when you sign up today at Monkey Knife Fight. And now, back to the action. All right, next on your list, number 3, same game, Erickson, same game. Let's talk about your fantasy prediction for week 16, number 3.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be stacking these lines, you got to bring it back with somebody.
Gotta run
that
back,
person
baby.
Is
Let's
not
run back.
Deontay. It's not Deontay Foreman, who I'm still waiting, the cowards out on Prize Picks. I'm waiting for them to post his line so I can smash his unders, but they have not been posted yet, at least the last time I checked. So I'm going to go with the receiver here with DJ Moore. I'm going to take the over 52 and a half receiving yards. Look, he's gone over this number twice with Sam Darnold at quarterback. He had one game where he basically just goose egged, but he's still the alpha wide receiver in this offense, 27% target share with Sam Darnold at quarterback. The Lions, Yes, their run defense is vastly improved, which is why I want no part of Deontay Foreman, but their pass defense is still horrible. Second most fantasy points, second most receiving yards allowed per game to wide receivers since week six at 215. So DJ Moore is the only receiver that I have any sort of confidence on this Panthers offense. We know when Sam Darnold does draw back the throw, which is not very often, we know where it's going. We know it's going to DJ Moore. So I think he's going to make some plays here. And I think that 52.5 is way too low.
I agree. I look in this week too, with the super flex being so shady, I actually think Sam Darnold's going to be in play too, because you could throw on that Lions D. I'm telling you, there's so many quarterback injuries. We're getting to the point where Sam Darnold and Superflex is looking like a decent start. Like, would you rather start him or Mac Jones this week, Andrew?
Oh, I'd start with Sam Darnold. But I mean, what about Zach Wilson? What about Zach Wilson or Sam Darnold? Zach Wilson was a top 10 quarterback last week, as despite how
I know
he played.
It was disturbing. And the way Robert Saleh was talking about him on Sunday, it sounded like he was going to bench him in the first quarter.
That's the fear. He won't get there because he doesn't play in the second half.
Look, they're Mike not going to play Joe Flacco unless they're forced.
Well, it looks like.
Like, but they saw Flacco in that game against Buffalo, and they're like, oh, no. Well, I'd rather watch Wilson throw six picks back to back than watch Joe Flacco kick another Thursday. Drawback.
Careful, Jim. What you wish for Thursday might give you that. All right, let's get to the next one on your list. Number two, Jim, what do you have for us on the countdown?
Yeah, so that Cowboys spread is at 5 right now because the likelihood, or 5.5, back to 5.5 now, with the likelihood that Jalen Hurts sits. And as a result, I feel like you got to keep going with confidence that this Cowboys backfield, both Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott, like, it's not just that they've gotten like good volume since Zeke came back, but they've been like good football players. Like, Zeke looks fine in the time since he's come back. He keeps getting a good amount of groundwork. The passing involvement has been there as well. So it might feel weird to have both these guys sitting decently high in your rankings, but at this point, why wouldn't you? They're 5-point favorites against the Eagles. They want to win this game. There's been a lot of weird rhetoric that, like, oh, neither of these teams care down the stretch, but like, the Cowboys have a chance to get, like, I think they can still mathematically get the bye. They can still win the NFC East. So they can still get a home playoff game mathematically. And now with Jalen Hurts being banged up, the odds that happen keep on creeping up. It's not likely, definitely not, but they're not going to give up on a potential shot at winning the NFC East. So I think they're going to go full bore in this game. And that means a lot of Tony Pollard, a lot of Zeke Elliott. This Philly rush defense has been a lot better recently. They've got Jordan Davis back. The signings they made, Joseph and Sue, have really helped as well. So the rush defense is not one you want to exploit anymore, but the Cowboys, they can kick butt up front. I expect them to keep doing that. I expect them to run the football here in a situation where they can run the football. So it's weird to have Pollard and Zeke be like high confidence plays simultaneously on the same team. But at this point, I feel like you just kind of got to do it.
You know, the last time we late in the year, last year, when the Cowboys played the Eagles, Cowboys put up 51 on the Eagles too. Just throwing that out there too. It's kind of I know it's a different team, a little different situation without Jalen Hurts. I don't know. We'll see. I think you're right. I think Dallas wants to make a statement. They kind of need to, don't they too? The way they've been playing lately, especially on offense, lots of mistakes there from Dak Prescott. More on that later when we get the listener mailbag. All right, number two on your list here, Andrew Erickson, what do you have for us?
I'm going to be fading one of the guy that scored 3 touchdowns last week, Zay Jones, going under 56.5 receiving yards for Zay Jones. You know, he's been a top 10 wide receiver in 3 of his last 4 games. That one game where he wasn't a top 10 receiver, he finished as wide receiver 77 against the aforementioned Detroit Lions. Because Zay Jones, to me, is still a boom or bust wide receiver proposition. And every week, you got to fade the number 2 receiver facing the Jets. Every single week, Gabe Davis, Adam Thielen, DJ Chark. You don't play any of them. They all did horrible. Who is DJ Chark playing this week? Who is Zay Jones playing this week? He's playing the New York Jets. Like, this is a team.
I was worried last week with Diggs. That was my concern. We thought that Kirk would be the guy, and then Zay Jones just became a touchdown machine.
Yeah, but I think that the Jets corners are better than the ones on Dallas. DJ Reed and Amon-Ra Sauce Gardner just shutting down.
Did you just call him Amon-Ra Sauce Gardner? That was amazing.
I just combined them all. Yeah. Combined all the names.
You can tell it's week 16 here, everybody. we're hanging on by a thread. That's
but
what we're
doing. the numbers with the Jets, so fewest fantasy points per game allowed to wide receivers since week 6. 6th in DVOA versus number 2 receivers, allowing the 4th fewest receiving yards per game at 37. And yeah, just pointing out that Jones has had a lot of spike production, but it's been in a lot of favorable matchups, and this is not one of them. So I'm looking to take the under on his receiving yards, and I think that you could be disappointed if you put in your lineup expecting him to do another boom performance.
This is tough here, Jim, because Zay Jones coming off three touchdowns. How do you take this guy out of the lineup? Andrew makes a really convincing case. Did he sell you?
Well, it's that plus the weather, because weather in this game is also like sneaky kind of bad. Wind speeds for Jets versus Jaguars is 15 miles per hour. I believe there might be rain there. Don't care as much about rain, but like 15 mile per hour winds, as mentioned, the Jets outside corners are pretty good. So we've seen the usage between Zay Jones and Christian Kirk be like almost identical throughout the year, but Kirk operates more in the slot. So I think if you're looking for like a bounce back for Christian Kirk, this could be that, because he'll be more likely to avoid Reed and Gardner. But I think overall, just being a bit lower on everyone in the Jags, because this Jets defense is tremendous, sustainably very good. I think Quinnen Williams should be back for this game too, which hurts the overall projected offensive efficiency for that team. So I think there are a lot of reasons. Like, I've benefited from Zay Jones a lot this year. I also agree that it's a good time to temper expectations on him.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Pristine Auction. Pristine Auction is the most trusted sports memorabilia auction site with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Auctions at pristineauction.com start at just $1, and each day there are over 1,000 autographed items available, so you win signed authentic signatures at affordable prices. Deals like this are happening all the time on pristineauction.com, and they have just about every player you could possibly want, including Tom Brady, Mahomes, and so many more. Every item on Pristine Auction comes with a certification of authenticity from the industry's most reputable authenticators, and you can upgrade your collection of signed memorabilia today and get $10 off your first item when you use the code FANTASY. Again, that's one word, just FANTASY, to be sure to sign up now at pristineauction.com/register. So here's what you do. You go to pristineauction.com/register and use that promo code FANTASY, one word FANTASY, because there are deals ending every single day that you're missing out on right now. So go get to it. Again, that's code FANTASY for $10 off your first piece of signed memorabilia at pristineauction.com/register. And now back to the action.
All right, that goes to the number one fantasy prediction for week 16. Jim Sanis, you are up. What do you have for us?
So this one is not really applicable for season long, because you're not questioning if you'll start Derrick Henry. But for DFS, I think it's interesting that the Titans spread is down to 5.5 against the Texans, which implies to me that there is a legit question about whether or not Ryan Tannehill plays this game, because my numbers have this closer to like 8.5 for this spread, and it's gone down to 5.5, which I think implies that there's a legit shot. It's Malik Willis. And the two games that Henry played with Malik Willis, he had 228 yards in scrimmage and 115. The 228 came against the Texans, so shocker that one. But that's a lot of work, and they're fighting for their lives. Like, the Jags right now control their playoff destiny, mm-hmm. because they had the week 18 matchup with the Texans or the Titans. Titans need to win. So if they don't have Tannehill, they're going to ride Henry as often as they can. So I love McCaffrey this week in daily fantasy. He's right up there with Henry. And I think I prefer McCaffrey, but the fact that we might get Henry alongside Malik Willis in this game, which could lead to a lot of usage for Henry, I think at least makes it a question of whether I prefer McCaffrey or Henry for this week.
All right. Very interesting stuff there. Number one on your list, Andrew Erickson, for week 16. What do you have?
Rinse and repeat. I think we talk about this prop every single week on this show since the show started. Garrett Wilson over whatever his receiving yards is, because he does whatever it every time, and over. The lines are just too low. It's at 56.
It was a more frustrated Garrett Wilson on the field, though, this past Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, throwing his hands up, not too pleased with Zach Wilson, but what else is new?
But hey, Zach Wilson had the highest average depth of target last week. So we only need Garrett Wilson to catch two or three balls, and he's going to hit the over. So 56.5 receiving yards. It's actually lower than it was last week. And I think the matchup is just still just as good. The Jaguars secondary has been horrible. Fourth most fantasy points allowed to wide receivers since week 6. Zach Wilson, like I mentioned, led all quarterbacks last week in average depth of target. So he's throwing the ball downfield. Is it accurate? No, but if he just has to connect on a couple of them, and then you get the over on these receiver props. So Garrett Wilson's hit the over on this in 6 of his last 8 games and 3 of his last 4 with Zach Wilson as his quarterback. So I just don't get like why the lines are not adjusting on Garrett Wilson as he continues to just put up like 90 receiving yards every single week.
Yeah, I don't know why they aren't either. Last couple of weeks here, 95 receiving yards against the Bears, 162 against Minnesota, 78 against Buffalo, and 98 last week against Detroit. So he's hitting this number pretty much every week. So you're playing Garrett Wilson with confidence. I know last week we lost our confidence very quickly in Elijah Moore, even with Corey Davis out. But look, we were talking a lot about that Jet game and the Jaguars controlling their own destiny. Exciting times, which leads us to our question from our listener mailbag, which happens to be about Trevor Lawrence.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
This one is from Loki Knight again. It's from our Discord, fantasypros.com/chat. Free to join, but when you're a premium member, you get access to AMA stages and a whole lot more. So Loki wants to know, would you pick up Dak and play him over Trevor Lawrence? Someone just dropped him. Jim, this is a tough sell for me because Trevor Lawrence has been playing out of his mind. It looks like he is really turned the corner, starting to become the guy that we thought was the generational talent entering the league. And now a year and a half into his career, he's starting to fulfill that promise. Dak has been a little mistake prone lately. I know it's a short week. I know it's a Jets defense, but who do you want to play, Lawrence or Dak?
Give me the guy indoors. Like, that's going to be the default answer this week. Like, okay. I know it's so boring to be like, yeah, I just want the guy indoors. But like, I love Trevor Lawrence. I think he's tremendous and he's been outstanding this year. It's been fun to watch him, like, you know, turn around those mistakes. But like Dak's making mistakes because he's playing more loose, which can sometimes be good. So I actually don't think it's a bad thing that Dak is making. Like, the pick six on Sunday went off Noah Brown's hands and then off his chest. And then the defensive back's hands. So like, I think Dak's playing fine, honestly, based on like what I've seen of him. He's at home. He is playing indoors. His team is pretty heavy favorite in this game. I think they will run the football eventually because they can, but like, I just feel like the range of outcomes on Dak is a lot better. Whereas Lawrence is facing I think better defense personally. No disrespect to the Eagles defense. I think the Jets defense is better. He's playing on the road. He's playing in 15 mile per hour winds, potentially some rain. I think honestly for me, it's Dak easily there, which is not a shot at Lawrence. It is an endorsement of Dak and an endorsement of the Jets defense.
Okay, an endorsement for indoors. He's QB6 right now, Trevor Lawrence. QB7 in the ranks this week as well. 25 points in week 12, then 16 against Detroit when he got hurt. So I want to give him a pass on that one. Then 33 against Tennessee, 28 against Dallas. Now, Dak Prescott is ranked number 10 QB this week. So, Erickson, you were endorsing the indoor Dak Prescott as well. Why?
Well, I mean, the weather definitely matters. Like, if you have, it's just better to throw the football when there's no weather, there's no wind. And I have those rankings flip-flopped. Like, I have Dak ranked ahead of Trevor Lawrence, and I feel pretty good about that. Just looking at the implied team totals, like, Dallas has a massive implied team total this week, and the Jaguars don't. The Jaguars, are they even favored to win their game? Aren't they 1 point?
It's a pick right now.
It's a pick right now, yeah.
It's like -1.5, but like the money line is -108 both ways.
Okay.
I have two different betting models I run. One says to bet the Jets, one says bet the Jags. So it's a pick.
So you just gotta bet them both.
Essentially a pick up between those two teams. And look, the last time everyone was like, again, hyped up on Trevor Lawrence was after that big win against the Ravens, an upset victory. And then he went and played the Lions. And yes, he did get hurt in that game, but he was doing nothing in the first half against one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. He lost.
That's fair.
Didn't Cam Robinson. He's out. One of their starting tackles. That matters. And if the Jets are going to get back Quinnen Williams, that matters too. So again, just with the expectations, you know, everyone's like, all right, now primetime Jaguars, Jets. Oh, this is going to be actually a good game. Is it really going to be a good game? I don't know. We've seen
it's going to be better than some other Thursday games just by default. Yes. I'll put it to you that way. Great stuff, gentlemen. Jim, as always, you're one of my favorite people to talk fantasy, betting, all of the above. Go follow him on the Twitter machine at Jim Sannes, S-A-N-N-E-S. It's criminal that you don't have like 50,000 Twitter followers.
No, I don't want any of that.
I know you don't, but like, seriously, go follow this guy on Twitter. Amazing work at Number Fire and for FanDuel. Always great to have you. Always great to have you, Andrew Erickson, and of course, all of you as well, hanging out with us, watching the show on YouTube. Give us your bold predictions. Go ahead, drop them in the chat. We want to hear you on the YouTube channel. And don't forget, check out the prop bet cheat sheet at bettingpros.com. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including Pristine Auction. Head over to pristineauction.com/register today and use that promo code fantasy for $10 off your first piece of signed memorabilia at Pristine Auction. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com/register. And the promo code is one word, fantasy pros. And don't forget about Monkey Knife Fight. No math, no salary caps, no sharks. Just daily fantasy player props. Get your new sign up today using the promo code fantasypros to get $5 on us and 100% instant deposit match up to 100 at Monkey Knife Fight. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Jim and Andrew, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant.